You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Happy Independence Day to everybody out there. That's right. Live and local. But we're not really local, so that's really kind of a bullshit thing to say. But that's what radio people say. Live and local here. That's right. On your 50,000 watt talk mother. That's right. Whatever it is. Good morning to you. Michael McNamara in for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio. If you're on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network. Somebody just threw me off. Somebody who listens all the time says, what time's the live show come on? So I said, eight question mark? And I know I'm going to get a wise-ass response out of that, so doesn't really matter to me. Welcome to our house. Yeah. Welcome to our house.
It's my house.
It's my house. Anyway, Mac, what'd you do on your 4th of July? I babysat a dog that was losing his mind. That's right. That's how exciting my 4th of July was. Actually, what I did was I have been wanting to kind of transform my living room into a bit of a kind of a workout studio. What? Yeah, I'm not a woman. I don't need a living room. You want to come over and visit? Yeah, come on over. Hey, what's that? Oh, that's a treadmill. What's that? Oh, that's my bike on a trainer. Oh, in a living room? Yeah. What'd you think you were going to find? Tea and crumpets in the son of a bitch? No, there's a TV to watch sports. Okay, and so I bought a new TV earlier this week. So this is the TV triggers a series of events. So it's a smart TV, yeah. For those of you who have stupid TVs, I got a smart TV now. Smart TVs can do cool stuff. Oh, we had an earthquake out here. That was pretty funny. I'll get to that in a second. So, yeah, earthquakes, if you're in California, earthquakes are a thing of the past. I mean, earthquakes are just part of your life, right? It's just, it's like tornadoes in the Midwest, but tornadoes kill people all the time. Earthquakes, not so much. But people from the rest of the country come out here, and if we have an earthquake, they lose their fucking minds. Like, yeah, man, you live in tornado country. Okay. Oh, yeah, well, whatever about that. Like, yeah, really? They kill people, like, every month. Earthquakes, not so much. Oh, so anyway. I saw the movie The Big One. Yeah, all right, whatever. The Rock. What was that movie The Rock was in about earthquakes? Anyway. So I'll tell you about that here in a second. So I get my smart TV. Now, you can tell I have a lot of shit going on, right? I get my smart TV earlier in the week. And I had to make a grown-up decision, which I hate making. Normally, if you want an irresponsible decision, especially concerning money, come see your friend Mac. I try not to be like that, but I am. So I like big TVs. So, cause I like to watch sports on big TV. So, I mean, I look, it's like, man, you can get a 75-inch TV for $1,000. So by the time I actually go price everything and I look at, you know, with sports, the most important thing is the refresh rate, right? So they advertise 75-inch TV with a refresh rate of 120, right? And the guy says, yeah, but that's only 60 organic to the hardware. The other 60 is a software fix. So you might want to look at that one. That's $100 more. So I go look at it. And it's the same size as my old TV. But the pictures aren't even close, right? I mean, if you've seen a new TV, it's crazy. Yeah, it's like if you were like a Martian, you'd like try to reach into the box and grab the little people that are running around because it's so clear and all that. Anyway, so the one he shows me has got an organic hardware rate of 240. And he said, so what will happen when you know, because sports is not watching a soap opera, things move quickly, you know, the refresh rate means it'll always be clear. And I'm like, oh, man, I hate that. Okay, so what do I do? So anyway, I make a decision. And I even do something I never do, which is get, like, a warranty for it. That's right. I know, for all you people in the Midwest, undercoating, right? There's already undercoating on the vehicle, right? But they want to sell you more? Yeah, that's what they used to do. So anyway, that's how I look at that shit. It'll be broken before I need that. So I get the TV. So now I'm learning about the TV. Right, not only hooks into your internet, all your apps, you put in all your passwords, stuff like that, and you don't need anything else to watch it. You don't have to cast it off your phone. This thing does everything. And I see it will surf the internet. So I start doing that, and I'm like, oh, it's like your computer. Boom, 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 boom. So then it dawns on me, you know what? Instead of getting up in the morning and going in and having to read and get ready for the show, I could actually work out here. I can read the internet. I can watch the news. And while I'm doing my show prep, I could do my cardio shit. Exactly. So, so now, except I don't have the things I need. So yesterday I went shopping because I figured there would be pretty good sales, and there were. And I got a treadmill. Now, Mac, you live in Southern California, because I used to ask people this. Why would you, if you could go outside, why would you want a treadmill? Well, one, it shortens my day. Two, as you get older, the asphalt and the concrete, no bueno, my friend, no bueno. So it's kind of a preservation device. So when you combine the two together, your joints and instead of having to do it after the show, you can do it while you're preparing for the show. and you're done for the day. Okay, so now here's the other thing. So I do that, and then I went to a store called REI, which has backpacking, camping, trail bike, right? What do they call that? I can't remember what kind of biking it is, but trail bikes and let's see, what else? Did I say canoeing? All that kind of, all the Yul Gibbons stuff, right? For those of you who know Yul Gibbons, he used to be on Johnny Carson. Yeah, you're out there eating pine cones and shit like that. That's REI, with all the clothes that go with it. So, but they have bike stuff, and I was looking for a bike trainer on sale, so they had what I wanted. So now what happens is you buy, so so yesterday I go on this little spending spree, and then I bring it home, and, fireworks are starting to go off, and Jack is starting to lose. He's starting to go bananas. And so while I was oot and a boot, that's how they say it in Canada. Happy Victoria Day to everybody out there in Canada, by the way. July 1st, don't you know? So anyway, I go by PetSmart because I saw that, you know, you can give your dog anti-anxiety shit. And one of the products was a hemp product. So, I've dealt with this shit with Jack, and it started 2 nights ago. And he gets really nervous, and, which wouldn't bother me, right? So Jack's got PTSD. He got a couple different ways. One is from explosions. He doesn't dig it at all, so fireworks, not so much. And then, I'm watching guys walk on a patrol, and you could lasso 7 of them with one rope. What the fuck, boys? Spread out before somebody whacks your dumb asses. Anyway, yeah, sorry, the instructor and me. Yeah, you know how we defeat an ID? We don't let one of them whack 9 of us. So Jack's losing his mind. The other thing that makes Jack lose his mind is the lawnmower. And that's because I almost killed him with it one day. I had this metal cable that was coated, and I drove over it, because it's heavy, right? The lawnmower's not going to suck it up. So, and it worked, right? Jack's playing in the front yard, everybody's happy, he's not bothered by the lawnmower. Well, that came to an end when I turned around, and then I came back, and I ran it over a second time. Now, the cable must have somehow or other, like came up a little bit. Because the lawnmower grabbed it. Jack went flying. Oh, my God. I let off the little hand thing, right? Now, whenever he hears the lawnmower, right, the Grim Reaper is coming for him. So yeah, Jack's got PTSD. So I'm sympathetic to a point. And then I look at him like, suck it up, bro. We all got fucking issues, man. Suck it up. And that normally happens after he's been blowing his bad breath on me for about 10 minutes. I can't take that anymore. I'm like, dude, get the fuck away from me. So I tried not to get there yesterday. So the booms are going off and I'm assembling the treadmill. Now the treadmill is a Bowflex treadmill. Okay. Right. I told you how well put together my 4x4 weight rack is. Like, hydrogen bombs, multiple hydrogen bombs will destroy Los Angeles and Orange County, and they will find that son of a bitch. Okay, right next to it, it's going to be my Bowflex. Actually, it's in the living room. Email. Mac, in the living room? That's awesome. No wonder you're divorced. That's not why I'm divorced, but I mean, come on, what the fuck? Like, oh, what else am I going to put in there? Like, I didn't even know the words, a new love seat? Come on, man. No. So, yeah, here's another one. So what do you say when a couple comes over and the wife looks at you and says, a treadmill and a bike trainer in the living room? What would I say to her? I say, yeah. And I'd ask her, how much you weigh? That would end the conversation, right? Boom, done. So anyway, I'm putting the treadmill together, which took a while. It took like 3 hours. But the ball game's on, so like I give a shit. Like the Yankees are playing, I'm happy. Ball game's on. But because I'm a good pet owner, all the windows are shut. The air conditioning was on. It was a beautiful day yesterday. It might have been 73 degrees, maybe 75, 76. But nonetheless, it was absolutely gorgeous day. I've got, you know, the windows closed, the air conditioner on, the TV up loud, trying to fight Jack's anxiety. And it ain't working. So when I was out, Providence smiled on me. A friend of mine talks about Providence to me all the time. Mac, it's Providence. Yeah, I don't think so. So anywho, I go in PetSmart looking for the hemp because I'm gonna drug Jack's ass, right? And so Colleen gets very worried when I talk like that. But anyway, and then I ask the clerk. Way in the back, yeah, like all the pot dealers, way in the back, right in the corner. So I go back there. Well, back in PetSmart, there's a pet hospital in PetSmart. Yeah, in case you didn't know that. So, and I don't know if it's just urgent care, because if it's a pet hospital, somebody's got to be there, right, all night? I'm not sure. I should research that. But anyway, I'm standing there looking at the drugs and these different products that calm the dog down. Okay, that jacket that you put on the dog, that's $54, okay? Jack's funeral is not going to cost $54, okay? That's crazy. And so I'm talking, so now there's a girl in surgical scrubs sitting at the counter of the pet hospital. So I said, hey, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. I said, does this stuff work? She said, well, like people, it's hit and miss. It'll work on some, and it'll not work on the other. She said, so about half those like vests are returned. Because somebody used it once and didn't slow down their dog, so they brought it back. I said, so what works? She said, well, honestly, she said, Benadryl works. I said, Benadryl? She said, yeah. She said, it's what we use in pet hospitals. And she said, this spray works too, maybe. I said, well, shit, I have Benadryl at home. So we went and got Benadryl. Jack's now slowly losing his mind. And when he loses his mind, he starts panting, right? Doing that. That's when the bad breath, like, when the cloud crushes me. So anyway, I call my daughters. I call my ex-wife, Susan. Susan's selling fireworks. She's now the president of the Booster Club at Estancia High School. Yeah, and she was out of town, so she felt the need to spend all day on the 4th of July to redeem herself. And, because she's a responsible girl. And she did. She didn't even feel the earthquake. Let me get to the earthquake. So in the midst of this, I come into my office in the morning, and I'm sitting here, what was I doing? I don't rightly know. I think I was doing a little bit of research before I left. And the picture of my grandmother, Josie, starts moving. And like all earthquakes that I've experienced, at first you like, what's going on? Like, what the fuck? I remember one in San Diego that was a big one when I was in college. I was in the basement of the library studying. Yeah, because I did that shit. And I thought somebody had grabbed the little credenza I was sitting at because it was kind of a cubicle. And I thought they were shaking with it to screw with me. And I just kept my head down. And all of a sudden I look around and there's nobody there. I'm like, whoa. And I can hear people shouting and people running above me on the main floor of the library. And I went up there and looked around. The chandeliers are swinging. I mean, big chandeliers. It's a pretty, I want to say it was a 7 earthquake, which is big. And I saw a friend. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, everybody from the Midwest lost their shit and ran out of the building. I said, all right. Should we go through their pack? He said, no. So anyway, so the earthquake happens. Now, whenever anything like that happens, and it was 6.6 initially reported, refined to 6.4, happened, I don't know, 100 miles east, southeast of Bakersfield, so a little bit south of the east. As you go Bakersfield, center of the San Joaquin Valley, you go into the mountains, right? You know, the Sierra Nevada mountains, but it's kind of like the ascent into the Sierra Nevadas. So that area, 6.4%, 6.4 on the Richter scale. But let me tell you this. When that stuff happens, go to Twitter and watch the shit people put up there. Oh, my God. It is the funniest. They put up the funniest stuff. You sit there and laugh at all the stupid shit that people do. So now the earthquake's done. I'm putting the bike together. We're giving Jack Benadryl. No effect. He destroys Benadryl. So I now have the treadmill finished. My daughters come over. You're right. Benadryl doesn't work. So they're holding Jack. Meanwhile, the booms are getting bigger. At one point, I go outside and it sounded like somebody shot like 10 60 millimeter mortars, right, into my neighborhood. Joe then, because panic is contagious, Jack loses his mind, runs back in the house, Joe loses his mind. Now, Joe is not like Jack. Jack, when he gets scared, he, like, retreats someplace. Joe gets animated. He starts running around and doing what my oldest son calls NASCAR, which is he goes hypersonic inside the house, which is moderately amusing were it not so, you know, were you not scared. So then, like, I shut the door again. I look at him. I'm like, hey, it's okay. Come here. And I pet him. But Joe's not as smart as Jack. He's kind of stupid, so he calms down. All right. So now I have something else to set up. So I got to set up the bike trainer that I bought, right? You take your bike, you clip it in, right? You put it into this trainer. This trainer is controlled by an app. The app, when you ride, has terrain in front of you. Yeah, so you ride. It has other people that have ridden the route and their times, and it puts you, like, here's where you are relative to them and all that kind of stuff. Other people that are riding this route right now, where they are, how fast they're going, where you rank. So it has that, and it puts resistance on the trainer. So as you go uphill, it makes it harder. As you go downhill, like, I don't need that. It makes it easier. So, right, it makes riding more interactive, more enjoyable, more goal-driven, right, and varies the workout. So I'm putting that together. The girls are sitting there criticizing me and my lifestyle, which I'm having none of, because, like, who are they to criticize me? Nobody. So then they get ready to leave. Where are you guys going? We're going to go shoot fireworks with Mom. My ex-wife shows up, right? So we hang out for a little bit, the four of us, and she's concerned with Jack, and because she loves Jack more than Joe, because Jack was our dog. Joe is calling, no, she loves both dogs. Anyway, and take care of them all the time for me. So they leave, and now Jack's like, he's starting to lose his mind. Everything's set up, it's working, so I thought, I'm not going to stay here and do this. So it's about 8, by this time it's about 8:45, so get in the truck, and we get on the interstate, and we head south, after a stop at McDonald's. So Jack stops panting, that's a good sign, and we head south on I-5, actually on the 405 first, and then we get to the 5. And if you've never driven down the freeway in California on the 4th of July, it's pretty spectacular. The cool part for me was that you can't hear the sound, right? I have the radio on, windows are up, you can't hear the booms. And so I drive down to all the way to Pendleton and turn around. Let me just tell you, if you want to go see some great fireworks, go to San Juan Capistrano, San Clemente, and you can see both. I think they shoot them off the pier. We're off a barge off San Clemente, and they shoot them right in the harbor there at Capistrano, Dana Point. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Yeah, I was like, whoa, check it out. So I drive down, and yeah, Jack likes Chicken McNuggets, so he got a few Chicken McNuggets, and that worked out well. And then watching the fireworks, the little onesies and twosies people are shooting off, and as you drive down, and sometimes bigger, and then, but San Juan Capistrano and San Clemente, my compliments, man. That was pretty impressive. That was pretty impressive. So, that was my 4th of July. Yeah, Max 4th of July. How about that? Yeah, all that in one day. All that in one day, I might add. So then I came back and, there were still explosions going on in the neighborhood. And, but Jack kind of relaxed a little bit. He sat next to me, curled up a little ball underneath a blanket, hiding, but he was not panting. So that's the flash board. So I think we'll have to, today won't be as bad, although there will be some. So, then I got up this morning. I don't know. I got up at 6 and I, went out, got on the treadmill. Yeah, I did my thing, right? Did a little run jog thing for about a half hour. No, 20 minutes. Hopped on the bike for 30 and then back on the treadmill for 10. So an hour cardio. And everything worked, right? Well, the technology worked. I still am not very practiced. So if anybody does this that listens, let me know how you do it. All right. Let me know what apps you use with trainers. If you do that kind of stuff, if you have your treadmill linked to an app, if you're a cyclist, if you have your bike, hooked to an app, I'd like to know. And so, email. Why not just get out there and ride? Same thing. If I can do that while I'm prepping for my show and I don't have to dodge cars that you do in an urban area, then I think that's better for me. I mean, I get it done. I can schedule it. Right? It helps my day. And, it means I'll do it more often. So that, in theory, right? In theory, that's where it goes. Now, let me just tell you the cool part about it. And I have a philosophy about working out. If it's not part of your normal routine, the normal flow of your day, it's really hard to do in the long term. So my day, I normally wake up between 5 and 6, out of bed at 6, shower, and do cardio for an hour while you're doing show prep. 7:30 Pacific time, done with that, walk in here, all sweatified, and sit down and get ready to, I already know what I'm going to talk about, and which is key for the first hour, because I've already done all my stuff. I've watched news, I've looked at all the things that I look at, and boom, boom, boom. Yeah, so I'm fired up. Fired up, already got that out of the way, and so the only thing I have left to do is go do a little free weight stuff. And I'll squeeze that in. That's not an issue. And then, now, here's the cherry on top. In my mind, the first hour of the Yankee game means cardio workout. And in my mind, the way I planned it is interval workout, so sprinting. So it won't be that long, right? Not going to be that long, but it'll be get on the treadmill and sprint. Yeah. Get on the treadmill and sprint. Not like hoity-doity stuff. And there's let me tell you, there's a place for hoity-doity stuff, especially when you're 61 years old. But sprint, get your heart rate up. And slowly but sure that. And then get on the bike and sprint. Just do interval training. Yeah, wah, for even if it's 30 seconds, wah, for a minute, wah, for 30 seconds, and do that for 10 minutes. Now I read that also if you're trying to lose weight, for me that's just I lose weight just a byproduct of working out. But anyway, if I could do it consistently, and that's what I'm trying to do here, so I'm trying to incorporate it into my work day. Right, and I'll make it an extra. Because by the time like 3 o'clock rolls around and when you got up at 5 o'clock or woke up at 5 o'clock and right? But that's like how many hours into your day? 6 is noon. That's 9 hours into your work day. Right? He's still fired up at that point. I don't know. I might not be. So, anywho. I bet you eventually get on the treadmill while doing the show. I don't know. I don't know that I could do. I'm trying to think of the technology. Could I do that? I probably could figure out the technology to do that. I don't know that I would do that, though. I don't know that I would do that. No, I would never do that. That's not happening. Let me read you an email. Like, I told you I'm the coolest guy. He just sent me an email. McDonald's for dog food? You know, if you're, like, okay, when we were kids, did your mom and dad give your dog, like, everything off the table? Yes. And now you hear, oh, that's bad for him. Oh, that's bad with him. Okay, so when Colleen says, Dad, don't give that to Jack or Joe. That's bad for him. I look at Colleen and say, Colleen, he licks his ass, okay? I said, if you can lick your ass and not die, guess what? You can have a pork chop. She's like, Colleen, you are awful. You're terrible. You're a terrible pet owner. Look, I said, look at Jack. He's the happiest puppy in the world. Yeah, so does Jack like chicken nuggets? Yeah, and they had half a quarter pounder, too. I don't know if Joe likes it, because he doesn't chew it. He just swallows it. He eats like a great white shark. Joe, really? Shouldn't you chew it? Yeah. I told you, Joe's not the smartest dog. He's kind of like a Marine, right? A lot of enthusiasm. Doesn't always think things through before he does it. Right? Doesn't always think things through before he does it. Another email. Mac, what'd you think of the President's Fourth? You know what? I didn't watch any of it. I'll watch it today. I know I can. I'm sure it's online. So I'll go watch it. But, the headline I saw out of the Washington Post that loves to rip the President said, President, you know, in a respectful, apolitical Fourth of July tribute. Like, that's about as complimentary as the Washington Post is ever going to get, right? I didn't see any of that. Normally, I'd love to watch the concert that happens, but I was doing crazy dog shit last night. So, yeah. Yeah, I did not really feel like driving to Camp Pendleton from here, but it helped Jack and calmed him down. So, you know what? All in a day's work. So, yeah, email. Mac, what a busy day. Treadmill trainer. Dog calming. Dog drugs. Whoa. A man for all season. Now, I'd like to think of myself like that, honestly. A man for all season. So, But I've been thinking about this. And so let me bring this full circle. What triggered it all was the smart TV. Because the smart TV allows me to go online and look at the websites that I look at that I check on a daily basis for stories that we'll talk about here in a minute. It allows me to do my really what's called show prep while I'm PTing. Yeah, I love that smart TV. Another email about my TV. So, give us the specs on the TV. It's a Samsung 65-inch. It's the 8000 series, if that means anything to you. So, it's their newer series, I think. And with a processor that is at 240, that's what I know. All right, everything else is probably standard. Okay, and so I don't have cable anymore. I don't have DirecTV. I don't have any of that. I have YouTube TV that costs me $40 a month, or maybe $35. And I have the MLB thing, and that's what I watch. I also have Netflix. So I have Netflix. And listen to this. My loser freeloader kids, you think they have Netflix? No. They all glom off my account. Like, dude, you guys are like all almost 30 except for Colleen. Like, what, you want us to buy our own? I'm like, well, I don't really care, but come on. No. And, oh, then there was other big news in our house this weekend. Yeah. Patrick set, he and his fiance, Sarah, set a date for their wedding. August 8th. That's right. August 8th. Outside of Annapolis, Maryland, someplace. The names will be kept secret for security reasons. But, yeah, big news. Big news. So, P. Diddy Francis McNamara gonna tie the knot in a little bit over a year or so. So yeah, that was big news over the weekend. So that was cool. So anyway. Yeah, my new TV. And it has a whole bunch of stuff on it. But the internet thing is pretty cool. The internet thing is pretty cool. And, you know, you can blow the screen up and all the rest of that stuff. So from, like, across the room, I can read articles, right? I can read articles. So, yeah. So, you know, I got the TV going on the news for a while. And then I flip over from the news to do, to look at what I look at. And all the while, either on a treadmill or on a cycling trainer. Yeah. So, anyway. Anyway, pretty cool. I was pretty pleased with myself this morning when I actually got up and did it, and it went right. It went right. Here's another email. Hey, Mac, did you see Joe Biden on CNN talking about him? I did not. I saw a little clip of it, and I was actually impressed. You know, I don't know how the Democrats think they're going to win, and Biden just got hammered in the Democratic polls. And Kamala Harris, you know, jumped up after she got into his shit. But, you know, that's the problem with being an incumbent. You've got to defend a record. That's part of the reason Obama won. He didn't have one, right? So you couldn't pin anything on him because he hadn't done a whole lot. So, but Biden said, the interview I saw said, hey, look, what plays in, what's that woman's name? Octavio Cortez? What's her first name? I should know that. AOC. Alexandra Ocasio Cortez. Alright. So he said, look, you know, she lives in Brooklyn. She can sell that in Brooklyn. Small community. You know, skews heavily to one ethnic group. That's not what wins in the country. You know, that's not what wins in the country. He said, if you look at the midterms, who were the Democrats that won? They were moderate Democrats, right? That talked about health care and education. I'm like, oh, somebody's figuring it out that you gotta get to the middle and you gotta sell yourself like that. So yeah, I did see that. I was actually impressed that he didn't try to sell himself as some kind of, you know, far left leaning candidate. That he's now okay with, you know, with being what he's always been. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right. We should probably commence the show. It is Friday. The chef's gonna join me in about a half hour. No, less 25 minutes, 26 minutes. Whitney Houston sings the national anthem, even though she sang it on Wednesday. So, don't hit me with that one. Hey, Max, she sang. Yeah, shut it. Whitney, hit it.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you have any suggestions about, you know, what you do that works with your dog, if you have a dog like mine that hates fireworks and explosions and things like that, let me know, because on a serious note, I mean, it is, you know, when you watch your pet, you know, be that scared to the point that, you know, they're having a meltdown, you'd like to be able to do something, and holding them and whatnot is not enough. And so, and medicating, you know, not really my thing. So we went for a ride. Do you have anything you do? Do you know, of anything, you know, that works? Anyway, let me know. This is dedicated to all you pet owners out there who babysat pets over the weekend. God bless you.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we
are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time to check the weather in the land of the Marine. Currently, it is partly sunny in 84 in the Washington, D.C. area, where the president had his parade yesterday. Hey, like, who gives a shit? Could you imagine if Obama had a parade and said, you know what, I'd like to salute our military? Michelle and I have been all over the world. We've seen America's military, and I want to make them a bigger part of the 4th of July celebration. Everybody said, you know what, he's such a wonderful guy. Yeah, nobody would have been bitching about it. I mean, again, it's part of the. I'm not being a Trump defender, okay? Because I'm not. But, I mean, and he should be taken to task when he should be taken to task, and he is. But, I mean, come on. I mean, it's a joke. It is sunny. And mostly sunny in 84, same temperature at Camp Lejeune. Sunny in 83 in 29 Palms. Clouds in 65 at Pendleton. Dark cloudy in 76 in Honolulu, where the 3rd Marine, I'm sorry, the home of, it used to be called the 1st Marine Brigade, 3rd Marine Brigade, at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Home of the 3rd Marine Regiment. How about that? It is dark cloudy in 81 in Okinawa. In Iraq, in Al Anbar, in Ramadi, sunny in 106. Afghanistan, Helmand, dark, clear, 95. Yeah. Keep your air conditioner going, boys and girls. And here in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California, it is cloudy and 67, looking for a high today of 74. Yeah, yesterday was gorgeous. And I had the windows closed, running up my electrical bill. Jack, what's up with that? There's 4 weather warnings in Okinawa. And you know, once we get to 3, we got to investigate. All right, what are they? 1, thunderstorm advisory. 2, high wave advisory. 3, flood advisory. 4, heavy rainfall advisory. Seems to be a little redundancy in our advisories. Thunderstorm, flood advisory, heavy rainfall seem to me like kind of the same. But anyway, all right, let's look at your weather. When we come back, we're going to check some news headlines. More of all, some of them, yeah, that haven't got much traction, but we'll check them out. More of all, and then the chef will join us in 15 minutes. So we'll just take about a 2-minute break, come back, check news headlines here on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Peyton Davis was entertaining a little bit yesterday. She was in at Fort Leonard Wood. Yeah, how about that? Doing a little work there, so. And to finally meet Peyton, I never met her. Yes. All right, headlines. Stars and Stripes. NATO, Russia, talks yield no progress as demise of key missile ban looms. Headline again in the last hour, Vladimir Putin has evidently made overtures that, right, he'll discuss it. Now let me tell you why Russia has to, right, after he gets done with his Dr. Evil impersonation, okay, they can't, I mean, all that bullshit about hypersonic missiles, and they can produce like two of them. Okay. So you shoot one at Mount Rushmore, and you shoot one at something else. Now what? I mean, Russia is, they're a fraud, okay? They're a fraud. And so he has to, okay? He has to, all right. You know, this is a stupid story. I mean, how this makes news, I guess, I'm not sure. Fort Bliss soldier dies after being pinned by an SUV at a car dealership. That's world news in Stars and Stripes? Anyway. Trump salute to America. The president makes a recruiting pitch for the military. Okay, here's what, but I don't care about that. All right, that's good. And, you know, I'm glad that he behaved well. Okay, I'm glad that he behaved well. Because what he does is he doesn't make himself the story. And when he doesn't make himself the story, better things happen. All right. I was going to say something. Dogs and fireworks. Good morning, Mac. Short of a half of a light sedative or taking them for a ride, there is not many other options. I hear some people actually read their dogs or thunder vest. Some owners just don't give a shit. I hunt around my lab, therefore he is unfazed by fireworks, unless it's extremely loud. Good job on the drive therapy. That's Big Dave in Vacaville. Yeah, maybe I should teach Jack how to hunt and maybe won't be scared. I think that ship has sailed, though. All right? That ship has sailed. Probably the top story. Yeah, no, so I don't want to address the people that are part of the less than 1% that serve. I want to address the other 99%. Okay? I have this to say to you. Okay? You chose not to serve in the military. But you still gotta serve in your community, okay? You still gotta serve in your community. And that is service every bit as legitimate as military service. May not be as dangerous, or it might be. But I promise you that this country doesn't get to be what it is today with not only the military sacrifice, the social sacrifice, the economic sacrifice that goes on around this country all the time. And if you're not a part of that, become a part of it. It will only make your life better. It will only make your life better if you volunteer. And if you give of yourself. That's how this country works. So I'm talking to the 99% of you that didn't sign up for the military. Serve your community. Right? Serve your community. Okay. That's the lesson of our great country. And that's what we celebrated yesterday. Yesterday was not a tribute to the military. Although the military at times has kept the country free. Okay? It is a tribute to what this incredible experiment in democracy is. Okay? What it is. The other significant headline. SEAL commander charged in war crime cover-up heading to trial in September. Now, one SEAL trial just wound down. Another one's about to, will spool up in September. As throngs of reporters, from the San Diego Union-Tribune, and military officials filed out of the naval-based San Diego courtroom where Navy Chief Edward Gallagher had just been sentenced for taking photos with a deceased combatant. Another SEAL wearing pressed whites and the shining gold trident badge of the SEALs waited with his attorneys to file in and take their seats. Navy Lieutenant Jacob Portier, legal fight with the Navy is just beginning. Portier is charged with a number of offenses related to those Gallagher fought during his 2.5-week trial. Portier is charged with conduct unbecoming an officer for allegedly conducting Gallagher's reenlistment ceremony near a dead enemy combatant, the same fighter Gallagher was found guilty of murdering. Portier is also charged with dereliction of duty because prosecutors say he failed to supervise Gallagher that day. He's also charged with failure to report war crime allegations against Gallagher and with obstruction of justice for allegedly destroying evidence. He denies the charges and pled not guilty. So, anyway, that is in the news. All right. You know, United States Naval Institute news, they report hard news relative to the Navy. You do not see, right, drunken sailor, you know, destroys lamppost in Sasebo. You don't see it there. The most interesting story is an update. And it's written by a guy named Sam Legrone, who's been on the program before. Headline, Kremlin releases details on Russian submarine fire, identifies sailors that are killed. First of all, if the Russians are releasing those details, what do we know about them? They're lies. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu confirmed that there were survivors from the fire aboard the submarine, which USNI News understands to be the Losherik ATAC-12. Quote, the submariners acted heroically in the critical situation, he said on Wednesday, from the Russian North Fleet base in Severomorsk. They evacuated a civilian expert from the compartment that was engulfed by fire and shut the door to prevent the fire from spreading further and fought for the ship's survival to the end. On Wednesday, the Russian ministry released the names of the submariners that were killed. Local press in St. Petersburg tied the crew to a military unit that reported directly to the Russian main directorate of deep sea research. News site RBC has collected details on the crew. The dead, including seven captains first rank, the equivalent of a U.S. Navy captain. Whoa. Three captains second rank, which would be a U.S. commander or a lieutenant colonel. Shoigu addressed the high ranks of the sailors who died aboard the submarine. The submariners on board were unique military specialists, highly skilled professionals who conducted important military research on the Earth's hydrosphere. He did not address the type of submarine that suffered the fire, saying only that it was highly classified. On Wednesday, Norwegian officials said that they had been notified that the Russian submarine had suffered a gas explosion. Quote, there's been a gas explosion confirmed by Russian authorities. We are waiting for information from the Russian side about whether there was a reactor on board the submarine. However, the Russians denied they had notified the Norwegian authorities. Again, the Russians. There were no notifications sent to the Norwegian side regarding the Russian science research deep sea apparatus. Yeah, the Norwegians are just making that up because they want attention, right? Right. Remember, if the Russians' lips are moving, they are lying. In a story that came out on Wednesday that I didn't get to, it just sucks. But here it is. A colonel, United States Army colonel by the name of Dan Wilson, serving 5 years in prison for a child sex abuse conviction, may get a reprieve after an appellate court tossed the central charge against him and sent the case back to the original court for resentencing. The unanimous opinion cited problems with the child victim's testimony and a lack of other witnesses in the reasoning. On Monday, a military appeals court dismissed with prejudice a charge of child sexual abuse against Marine Colonel Dan Wilson and remanded the case for a rehearing on sentencing, meaning Wilson could be soon released from prison. The dismissal with prejudice means that prosecutors cannot recharge Wilson under the same charges he faced at his original trial. It makes the ruling a form of a final judgment. The appellate government division, which represents the United States before the Navy Marine Corps Court of Appeals, could ask the appeals court to reconsider its decision. He's serving 66 months in the brig following his September 2017 court-martial, it was a general court-martial, conviction of child sexual abuse, among other charges. The Navy Marine Corps Court of Criminal Appeals, in its opinion, said it was not convinced of Wilson's guilt of the child sexual abuse charge beyond a reasonable doubt. The military appeals court cited inconsistent statements presented during the trial from the then 6-year-old alleged victim, which the court described as wholly irreconcilable. The alleged victim, this is brutal, So the six-year-old wasn't consistent. The alleged victim was inconsistent in non-trivial ways that cannot solely be attributed to her young age, the court said in its opinion. Moreover, the court argued in its opinion that the government, quote, presented no physical evidence and no corroborating eyewitnesses who saw or heard signs of abuse. The alleged victim's statements are the only evidence of the appellant's guilt. The court explained that it can't discern how the alleged victim contends the appellant touched her when he did so or how many times she contends the abuse occurred. The alleged victim said at the trial and during a July 2016 forensics interview that the abuse occurred only once, according to the details in the court opinion. When asked a third time, the alleged victim responded, maybe six times. Though the court said it is not clear due to a poorly worded question whether the alleged victim was answering that she sat on Wilson's lap six times or was inappropriately touched six times. The court also argued that the alleged victim's statements were not, quote, consistent about the type of contact she alleged the appellant had with her body. The mother of the alleged victim testified that her daughter told her that Wilson, quote, rubbed her vaginal area. The appeals court said the alleged victim never made that disclosure at trial during the forensic interview. Quote, she has variously described that the appellant repositioned her up his chest, pushed it, was doing it strangely, made the most serious allegations at the trial, agreeing that the appellant put his fingers inside of her in some way, the appellant court wrote in its opinion. So you can see, this is brutal. So in a very, very high-profile case, Colonel Dan Wilson, that conviction, I won't say has been set aside. It's been referred back to the lower court. He cannot be recharged. They are looking for them to resentence him. So we'll follow this. But an unbelievable story. It was an unbelievable story when it came out, and it takes a pretty amazing turn with this. Top five stories in early bird, and then I'll get the chef on. One, watch the aircraft that flew over Trump's July 4th extravaganza. And again, I just, you know, the standard that Donald Trump gets judged by is a standard and some of it he brings on himself, others are just people that hate it, right? Watch the aircraft that flew over Trump's July 4th extravaganza in Military Times. That's always cool stuff. I have to talk to Patrick. He was headed down there. Because of the weather, they weren't sure that they were going to fly yesterday, and ultimately they did. Number two story, Navy SEAL sentenced for posing with dead detainee. We talked about that. Number three, Trump administration lays broad legal grounds for a military strike on Iran. And again, I think the president did the right thing, showing restraint. Right, but again, there's another story out now that Iran wants to talk to the United States, but only after the sanctions are lifted. Like, all right, stand by. And remember, the fight about sanctions is a fight over European relief. So European lines of business into Iran, you want them to be sustained, then you need to provide us with relief. So all this is aimed at our European allies. Okay. All this is aimed at our European allies. Number four, appeals court. Trump can't use Pentagon cash for a border wall. An appeals court on Wednesday upheld a freeze on Pentagon money to build a border wall with Mexico, casting doubt on President Trump's ability to make good his signature campaign promise before the 2020 election. Let me guess, that's headed for the Supreme Court. Number five, the government's historic spending spree continues. It's in a publication called Next Government. Driven largely by the Defense Department, the federal government's discretionary spending spiked up to a seven-year high in fiscal 2018, with agencies obligating more than $550 billion for products and services, up $100 billion from 2015. Hey, at some point, man, you know, you got to pay. Now, again, if you know the facts of the federal budget, what, 60%, 60-something percent is they can't touch. There's only discretionary spending in about 30-something percent of the federal budget. Yeah. So, anyhow, and then DOD makes up no small amount of that. But let me tell you, when you've ridden your military, you know, hard and broke it, then it is what it is. You got to rebuild it. Or you can just say, yeah, we ain't doing it. And we can be broke and fucked up. But let me tell you, just say it's just a great reminder. This country is something special around the world, right? It stands for freedom. In the South China Sea, where the Chinese are saying, no, this belongs to us. All these resources belong to us. It all belongs to us. Who looks at them, you know? And again, we didn't do it under President Obama for whatever reason. Maybe he's just too nice of a human being, right? But that's bullshit. The United States and our Western allies believe in rules-based order, but who stands up to the Chinese? Right? Nobody. Well, now guess what? Even the Canadians, right? And the French are driving boats through the Straits of Taiwan. Whoa, holy shit. And we need to do the same thing economically. So, anyway. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the Shuffle join us. Don't go anywhere. All Marine Radio continues on a Friday. Next.